The Gemara records the following story. Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and they were brother-in-laws, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish were both looking in books which record the stories of Chazal. So this is what the Gemara begins with. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Samech, that Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the two brother-in-laws, were looking in works of stories of Chazal on Shabbos. And the Gemara immediately questions, how'd that happen? We know that we're only allowed to write down the written Torah. The oral law, Chazal at this time, wasn't yet written down. They didn't yet have the Gemara written down. The oral law is called Torah Shebe'alteh, the oral law. So it's got to remain Torah Shebe'alteh, oral law. So the Gemara says that as the years went on, they realized that people are incapable of memorizing the oral law, and therefore the rabbi said one may write down the oral law, and this is a change of our tradition. But the great rabbis can, when you have the greatest leaders of the generation, they could come to a conclusion, Et lasot l'shem, the time has come to do something for the sake of God's name. And the only way we could do it is with the continuation of the verse, to undo one aspect of the Torah in order to save everything else. So that's what the Gemara says. And based on this concept, we have all these books that you see. They're all oral law. We haven't written down based on this. And the question is this an open heter that Chazal just said, okay, from now on you can write whatever you want? Or is it limited, where it must be done but not otherwise? And this, that's left for discussion. Okay, so we saw a quick, that's the story in that Gemara. So it began with Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who wrote down the Mishnah. And then Ravina Navashi wrote down the Talmud. And then here the Talmud tells us that in the generation of Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we already have a greater opening of writing down the oral law. I see guys are yearning for a better story, so we'll tell a better story. Who were Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Rav Yochanan was a beautiful rabbi, very, very good looking. And Reish Lakish was a rabbi who started out learning, and then he decided he's fed up with all this, and he went and became a bandit, an armed robber. And then one day he's leaping across a river, and Rav Yochanan sees him, and he says, boy, you, Reish Shimon ben Lakish, you used to be learning with us in the academy, Chel Cholo Raisa. Your strength, if only we had it in the Torah. And Reish Lakish looks back at him and says, Yochanan, yafusach lenashi, and your beauty, if only I saw it on a woman. So Rav Yochanan hears this, and he doesn't get upset. He tells Reish Lakish, he tells him, you know what? I got a sister who's better looking than me. If you come learn Torah, I'll convince her to marry you. And Reish Lakish says, fine, I accept. And then he tries jumping back across the river to learn with Rav Yochanan. And it doesn't work. He doesn't have the strength he had. From here we learn, the Gemara says, the concept, once a person accepts the yoke of learning Torah upon himself, he's weakened. The Torah weakens a person. Torah mateshet kocho shel adam. So Reish Lakish did go learn, and he learned, and he was Rav Yochanan's counterpart. He became a great rabbi. He married Rav Yochanan's sister. And they argue throughout the Shas. All the time you see Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish learned by his brother-in-law Rav Yochanan. And their arguments are throughout Shas. So here the Gemara says, one Shabbos afternoon, they were learning stories of the Talmud together, and that's the discussion which we just saw.
So he's not the only one that has arguments with your brother-in-law.